This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. We talked earlier in the program about oil, which, along with the other fossil fuels, is based on carbon, element number 6 in the periodic table, symbol C. Our every now and then contributor Justin Rowlett from the BBC program Business Daily has been working on a series about individual chemical elements and how they affect the global economy. He calls it elementary business. Justin, good to talk to you again.
Very good to talk to you, Kai.
I must say, carbon, carbon, carbon. It's all we hear. Carbon, carbon, carbon.
Carbon, an absolutely essential element, fundamental to life itself. In fact, it's so important that in our series we've been doing, Elementary Economics on the Role of the Elements in the World Economy, we've divided carbon into two. We're doing carbon energy and then carbon structures.
Let's do carbon energy, right? Because that is both the source of so much of our energy, but the source of a huge amount of, you know, climactic problems.
It is indeed. Let's go back to first principles. Carbon binds with hydrogen in plants, creates a store of energy that plants can use. And obviously, over millions and millions of years, some dead plants, they've become the oil, the coal, the gas that we rely on.
In fact, carbon itself has been commoditized, right? We have carbon markets. You have carbon emissions markets over there. We've tried some over here. It is in and of itself a thing.
Yeah, it is a thing. It is a thing. I mean, but the carbon markets in Europe haven't worked particularly well. I mean, people would argue that we've given away too many credits to emit carbon dioxide. But you have hit a thing. I mean, it's linking the price of the fossil fuel with the effect of the carbon dioxide on the atmosphere that's been the problem. And lots of economists and scientists would say one of the big problems we've got is that we don't price in the effects of the carbon dioxide produced by the energy we use on the Earth. And we should be paying a little bit more, or some would say quite a lot more, for our energy to persuade us to seek out other ways of finding energy.
Here's a mundane question. How does one measure carbon dioxide? Because it's by the ton, right?
Well, you measure it by the ton, but actually, you know, carbon dioxide in the atmosphere, I mean, scientists can isolate the carbon dioxide molecules. It's actually a very tiny proportion of the atmosphere is carbon dioxide. But the crucial thing about carbon dioxide is that it absorbs infrared radiation and warms up. And it's that warming that creates the so-called global warming effect. Even small quantities of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere increase the ability, the kind of blanket that the Earth has around it that keeps the Earth warm.
One does wonder what would have happened if we had never discovered the energy storing properties of carbon, right?
Well, and that's one of the things that we've been looking at. I mean, before the Industrial Revolution, economic growth was very, very slow, about 0.1% a year. And this went on for millennia. I mean, by some estimates, the hunter-gatherers 10,000 years ago had better nutrition and better lifestyles than peasants in Europe. So it's only the Industrial Revolution that created this engine of economic growth that has powered our economies to grow as they have over the last, you know, in Britain's case, 300 years, and most of the rest of the world, 200 years.
If I had a bucket full of this stuff, if I had a bucket full of carbon, could I do anything with it?
Well, I mean, you've got to remember, carbon comes in all kinds of forms. Diamonds, of course, are carbon. Coal is carbon. Graphite is carbon. That's one of the reasons why carbon's such an interesting element. It comes in so many different forms. So I think your bucket of carbon, well, it could be a bucket of oil, I suppose, or it could be, you know, maybe a bucket of diamonds. You've got to tell me what kind of carbon you've got.
I want the bucket of diamonds. Justin Rowlett at the BBC. Justin, thank you, sir.
Thank you, Kai. Good luck with that bucket of diamonds
of
yours.
Yeah, well, I'll let you know.